My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented and very bipartisan, or maybe even nonpartisan, star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. If you do stupid things, they'll gladly support your reelection, no matter what party you're from. You can see them at the Reagan Building live every Friday and Saturday evening. You go online, capitalsteps.com. Their brand new CD is Mock the Vote. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. We're tingly and excited over a Mike Huckabee announcement tonight.
It's a big week. You had Hillary on Sunday, Rubio on Tuesday. You had the van, the Chipotle, the staged diner meetings. And now Mike Huckabee going to announce on Fox News. What more could you ask for,
Elena? Is Huckabee going to steal Hillary's thunder? I don't know. We all tried to look surprised when Hillary announced, right?
Yeah. I was really not sure if she was going to do it.
Yeah, I know. So, we have a song from our new album, and Hillary right now looks like pretty much the only thing in the Democratic side, although there's bound to be others lining up.
You are not giving proper respect to Martin O'Malley, Lincoln Chafee, and Jim Webb, Elena.
Oh, Lincoln
Shame
Chafee,
on you.
Right. I forgot about Lincoln Chafee. Did he announce?
He is forming an exploratory committee, which would be interesting because this would be the first thing he's ever actually run for as a Democrat. He started as a liberal Republican, then was an independent governor of Rhode Island, and now he is a Democrat, apparently.
See, that's why I was confused. I didn't know where he was running and against who. So, okay, all right, we got it.
I think you're not alone in that department. So, anyway, here is Hillary Clinton hoping to keep the field pretty much all to herself on the Democratic side.
And here she is now, my wife, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Polls look great for 2016, not a rival to be seen. I'm getting the nomination, I'll be president and queen. Oh no, Joe Biden here to spoil all my fun. Can I keep him out? Is he going to run?
I'm getting in. See, I have wowed the country as VP with real experience to show. And walking bow.
Get out, Joe! Get out, Joe! Just back away, please be nice. Get out, Joe! Get out, Joe! Or I'll freeze you like a block of ice.
I don't care. Stay, though my chances aren't great. The facts never bothered me anyway.
I will give you a great job if you'll just leave me alone. You could be a secretary
of state,
the kind that answers phones.
It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no believing me. I'm free. Let it go, let it go. I can beat the Republican.
Let it go, let it go. I am the better man. I'll run so hard, your head will spin.
What's your secret?
Bill as my first lady, I will win.
Oh, Elena, you must be just begging for this matchup because you've got Hillary's stiffness, Joe Biden's handsy awkwardness all over the place, and you never know what's going to come out of his mouth, and then you got Bill Clinton as the sideshow.
Well, I never thought of this, but if Hillary is stiff, you could have Joe Biden massage her to kind of work that out. So maybe they should run together.
Oh, my gosh. So Joe Biden can run for vice president again?
Sure, why not? Is that constitutional?
I think it is. As long as you haven't been president, I think you can. But
let's do that from a comedy perspective.
You just want to keep Joe Biden in the public square any way you can do it.
We do love Joe. Every vice president is funny. It seems like it's a rule. Yeah.
That's true. You've had Dan Quayle, Al Gore. I don't know if Dick Cheney provided a lot of goofy humor, but he certainly provided material.
Yeah, the shooting the friend in the face, kind of. We rode that for a while.
Yeah, that was definitely different. And yeah. And of course, Joe's kind of in a league by himself. But
primary season's a wonderful time of year. So.
It absolutely is. So even once the nominees are decided, you're going to be definitely lobbying hard for the right vice presidential nominee, because even if it's not Joe Biden, which it probably won't be in the next 4 years, you know, you need somebody who's going to make a fool out of themselves.
Right. It's like a first-round draft pick. We should get something.
Yeah. Right. Amazing week. It's kind of exhausting, and it's only April of the year before, so...
Well, that is actually from our new CD, which is called Mock the Vote, and it's available now.
Yes, so you can get it at capitalsteps.com and anywhere else?
It's in some stores or something, I guess. You can get it, but you can definitely get it on our website.
Excellent.
And at our shows, at our live shows.
Live, you can put your hands on actual copies of the CD at the shows, and that, of course, is at the Reagan Building every Friday and Saturday evening. And again, capitalsteps.com to buy it in the 21st century manner. Elena, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capital Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington and online, capitalsteps.com. Again, the brand new CD, Mock the Vote. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.